This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This today, October, Kenny, the 22nd, isn't it, huh?
The 22th, yes.
Yes. Why did the First Lady's Aries, the country's full in the last, 40, 50 years of women who like to wear the clothing that came from Oscar de la Renta? They knew he understood them, made them feel comfortable. Okay, well, listen, that's important, right? You got to keep the women comfortable. The Wednesday program with a focus in this hour. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen on details, schmeetails on the Ebola situation, fending off demands to ban travel from West Africa. The administration instead tightened the nation's defenses against Ebola by requiring that everybody who arrives from this area pass through one of the five airports. Okay, so that makes sense. There's something to be said for that. If you're coming into this country from one of these areas, then you have to come through, what is it, JFK, Dulles, Chicago, Dallas, or Atlanta, I think. Those are the big hubs that bring people in from that area anyway. American and United into Chicago, American into Dallas, and New York, United into New York, and Delta into New York, and Atlanta. And Newark, I think, is the other one, right? Do I have them all? I think that's right. Yeah. So that makes some sense, actually. What do you think? 888-302-3684. The move responds to pressure from Congress. Why do we have to be pressuring? This is common sense, for God's sakes. That's the other side of it. Okay, good. You did something that made sense. 4,500 plus people are dead because of this, mostly in Liberia and Guinea and Sierra Leone. Look at the map, southeast side of Africa. This is a 10-month, believe it or not, 10-month ordeal. So starting today, people who have need to get to the United States from this area have to go through one of those airports. All right, so the visas will be attached, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Previously, the administration said the screening at those airports covered about 94% of the flyers from the countries, but missed a few who landed elsewhere. There are no direct flights from any of those countries to our country. I thought the airline, most of the major airlines had stopped. Well, there's no Delta, American, United, which are the three big legacy carriers that go overseas, don't go to any of those countries. So if you're going to get here, you got to get out of that country on, say, British Airways or whatever the national, Lufthansa, the European Airways, all go into those countries. So they would bring them to their hub. Lufthansa's Frankfurt, British Airways obviously is London, Air France is Paris. It's how you get the picture. LL doesn't go in there either. The Spanish airline does, and so does the Italian. So, okay, there's that. And then when you get to those hubs in Europe, then you're going to have to get on a flight that goes to the airports that are being covered. After we close the gap, the Ebola-free, let's see, what is it? Nigeria has been declared, I think, Ebola-free, has it not? There was one other
country. That's what they say. Yeah.
Well, why? But who believes anything that comes in on there?
Right.
Have we got a bank account for you? The change in policy falls short of demands by some officials and candidates who want to ban travel, period. I'm with that one. Senator Schumer of New York described the action as an added layer of protection. Yeah, right. So what are the folks at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say? They're trying to continue to explain their new guidelines. Why? What is there to explain? It's pretty simple, black and white. What is there with that? Is everybody stupid? I don't get this. All the machinations about what has to be done for healthcare workers, just do it, for God's sakes. New York Governor Cuomo urged the healthcare workers there in his state to use their training to educate their families and communities. Keep the anxiety down. Yes. Keep the fear down. Yes. The, let's see, healthcare workers. I'm looking at several different stories here to sort of come up with a summary of what the latest here is. The workers who may be involved in an Ebola patient's care have to practice and demonstrate proficiency in donning the gear. So I'm going to repeat that. That's sort of it. The health workers who may be involved have to practice and demonstrate proficiency in gear before they're allowed to get near a patient. All right. That makes some sense, too. So I'm betting we have a lot of different bits and pieces. Maybe we get to it later on in this hour. In-depth stories that go beyond just the headlines and your thoughts. 888-302-3684. Opinions and facts mixed together. Conjecture as well. It's the email to Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. There are all kinds of ways for you to express yourself. And people are happy to express themselves. I don't know if happy is the right word, but eager to express themselves on this, on one side or another. This has been one of the, in terms of interesting comments, I think the most interesting variety of comments about this issue have come since we've really gotten close to it. So, speaking of that, getting close to more information about it, Dr. Jack Stockwell up next here. More important Ebola information on Good Day.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, one of the most well-known NUCA chiropractors. Boy, I wish I had you working my neck. I'm going to have to come see you soon. He's got a great website, too, jackstockwell.com, the home of the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. I haven't gotten an update lately. What's going on with the new newsletter?
Well, about all I have sent out lately is my regular health show, the podcast health shows. I haven't put out anything in copy recently because of all the stuff I've been doing here relative to Ebola, trying to educate my local audience in Salt Lake City as well as my patients.
All right, so let's talk about the national audience you have on the Good Day program, what they need to know about Ebola. You have some thoughts that are relative, connecting the dots X to Y to Z that nobody else seems to be thinking about.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, Bloomberg just released a report yesterday talking about the Ebola doctors in the three major countries in West Africa where this is taking place, mm-hmm. where a major wave of infections is about to wash everything away up to this point.
How do you mean?
Because, well, what the World Health Organization was saying over a week ago was that they suspect in a certain percentage of the cases, the incubation period actually is 6 weeks or more.
Mm-hmm.
And CNN finally mentioned that on the radio yesterday, kind of under the cover, just didn't make a big deal about it. But they said this may be the reason why in areas that were declared free of Ebola in West Africa is now coming back even worse. And the doctors on the scenes there, as reported in Bloomberg, also reported in ABC News, is that what's called the viral load that is in the blood of the new Ebola patients is much heavier than the viral load was several months ago.
Well, how do we describe or define viral load?
When you do a blood test, you're looking for the presence of a particular microbe, bacterium, virus, whatever. In this case, the viral entity that causes the Ebola disease, the Ebola virus.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's a greater population of the virus per sample of the blood, that's referred to as a viral load. How much virus is present in that examination? So they section off a small part of the blood, and they have the little grids as they're looking through microscopes, and they count what they can see per grid. And as a result, they
you're okay there, Jack.
Yeah, okay. Are we still broadcasting?
Yeah, no, you're on. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, well, that's what the viral load. It could be bacterial load in the case of some other kind of problem, but in this case, viral load. And what they're finding is that people who start to exhibit the symptoms have a greater amount of virus present than they did a few months ago. So they talk about the fact that it's already starting to mutate. And so there's some really screwy things that are going on. You know, like that when that nurse arrived at the center there at Emory University in Atlanta, and she's getting out in a spacesuit out of this vehicle. There's people in spacesuits standing next to her, trying to guide her into a vehicle that will take her from the airplane to the hospital. And there's a guy standing there, totally unprotected, with a clipboard.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. And then also with the Duncan family. Here we have two nurses, Pham and Vincent, who were taking care of Duncan at the hospital. And they contract the disease, even though they're covered. And they blame it on the fact that their necks weren't completely covered. But all of a sudden, the Duncan family that was with Duncan in his apartment, when he's vomiting, when he's having diarrhea, when he's having the greatest expression of symptoms before they get him to the hospital, they just got released from quarantine.
All right, so what do we conclude from all this?
Something screwy is going on here.
Yeah. Give us a lowdown here in 30 seconds.
What is screwy about this? That's a medical term. There's too many inconsistencies. And so now the health agencies of this country have gone to the president, who has turned over the immediate responsibility of this to the Pentagon to form these rapid response strike teams.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just something more going on that the news people aren't talking
about. Well, what do you think it is, though? Is there a collusion
to make money on this? Well, yes, because the CDC has patented the Ebola virus. But I think what's going on here is this thing is much more contagious than they're letting us know, and that there are airborne characteristics to this bug.
Right. All right. Sorry to hear that. But that's what Dr. Jack Stockwell thinks. For more information on this and
good
other
morning.
Things in his medical world, check out jackstockwell.com. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
Elton John's tribute to Princess Diana. Who doesn't remember him at the piano in the church playing and singing Candle in the Wind? Let's see, it was on this date, 1997, actually, this, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, became the biggest selling single record of all time. In 37 days, the single sold 32 million copies, eclipsing the previous record held by Bing Crosby for White Christmas that had sold 30 million copies worldwide in 55 years. In 37 days.
Wow.
This record sold 32 million copies.
Wow.
But remembering him sitting in Westminster Chapel at that piano playing, that's before. Who doesn't remember that? And back to 1997 as well. Think about that. All right, so from that, Richie was concerned about how he was going to make this transition. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com is the Thomas Halloween House in Naperville, Illinois. The video is this is something that happens pretty much every year. At Christmas time, Halloween time, somebody has a home that they decorate. And this year, the Halloween house, the version of the light show, is synchronized to Bohemian Rhapsody and thus
we were playing a bit or a piece of Bohemian Rhapsody. What happened to that? Did we lose? Somebody hijacked your computer?
You know what? Is I opened it quickly.
Yeah.
And I opened up the William Shatner version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Can't figure it.
That's like this scary sound right. So I turned it off real quick and then realized. I had Captain Kirk.
Coming back to the next Star Trek movie, Captain Kirk, the real Captain Kirk. That'd be cool. So there are these homes. This one is Halloween time. I remember seeing one along the Schuylkill River when I was working in Philadelphia at CAU. As a matter of fact, I think we took a drive up there at some point. I don't remember when, but I remember going by these houses with all of their lights at Christmas time, especially spectacular. And one of the homes I remember has music attached to it from one of the Christmas songs. I don't remember what it is, but it was an up-tempo Christmas song, like Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I mean, the lights would flash to that. And by the way, the story at DougSteffen.com, just in time for Christmas, the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack being released on cassette. I think we have some of the
unreleased on cassette.
Yeah, on cassette, yeah.
That's awesome.
I think we've got some of the tunes that are there, Richie. You can probably go to a button. I forgot to tell you that they're, I know they're, maybe we'll celebrate it tomorrow and we have more time to just go through and funnel some of the, I have not seen this yet. Everybody tells me
you have to go see it.
Yeah. Right.
The only thing I would say to you is, Ooga Chaka.
Ooga Chaka.
Ooga Chaka.
Right, all right. So that's big. That's Blue Swede, one of the things that would be on this soundtrack.
You will love this movie if you go see it.
All right, so I'll try to take the time to see it. Thank you. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at GuitarCenter.com.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stephan, good day program. Ken Kessler, Doug Stephan here with information to sort of set you up for the day. If this is the time of day when you get started, if it's the end of your day, well, we'll not try to lull you to sleep. There's nothing worse than listening to a program like this and having people go to sleep. I put people to sleep on occasion, but not necessarily a reputation that I want to foster. You know what I mean? 888-302-3684 is the phone number, which cleverly translates to 888-302-DOUG, which translates to Doug, which is me nickname. Ken Kessler monitoring your social media, I guess, comments best way. Some of them are protestations, though, when I look at some of them. And that address, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. The red light camera debate. How many people listening right now have gotten tickets from a camera that was stationed at a red light? You have, really?
Mm-hmm.
How much was the ticket?
I don't know. I never did anything with it.
You didn't pay it.
Nope.
It's your fault. It's you who's the problem. Where was it when you were? Were you in San Diego?
Once in yeah, somewhere around here.
Yeah.
And it's happened before in and around Washington D.C. 10-12 years ago, maybe.
And you didn't pay either one of them, or
nope,
any of them?
Nope.
What prompted you to decide not to pay? Because you're not necessarily like me, and in your face sort of, I'm not paying that. The government, screw them, that sort of, that's not you.
The first one that was around Washington, D.C., I was in the middle of moving and doing a whole bunch of things. It wasn't intentional.
Mm-hmm.
I just lost it, and then it occurred to me, like a year later, hey, I got a ticket I never did anything about. But,
mm-hmm.
But when I moved on this coast, a friend of Lisa's works for the police.
Lisa's the wife, yeah.
Yeah, and she said that they are too short-staffed to deal with those right now. So if you don't pay them, nobody knows.
There was an automatic, depending on which of the stories you believe, there was an automatic sort of ticket that generated by a computer that's attached to the television camera that's on the red light. Some of them are video, some of them are just still pictures, but it's kind of like going through, if you're on a toll road and you go through and don't pay the toll, it grabs your license plate and sends you, it automatically generates a ticket, and then you have to protest. I don't really mean that's, that happens all the time with people who are driving cars with a license plate. Let's say you had a 1999 Saab, and you got a 2010 Subaru, and you changed the plate, same plate, and wouldn't have it in California. We'd have most other states. They you can transfer the plate from one car to another. That's how we do it in Massachusetts anyway. So I'm driving through the toll booth, and I have a toll, one of those automatic toll, what you call it, passes, and it grabs the money and then sends me a ticket for not having the car wasn't, the ticket read, car not identifiable. So I called up. This is such a waste of time. It's a fraudulent, unbelievable overreach of jurisdictional power. Well, you didn't notify us that you bought a new car. Well, I screw you. Why is it your business that I got a new car? It's just any excuse they come up with for grabbing some cash from you. And I said, I'm not paying it. And the guy said, you have to pay it. I said, no, I don't, and I'm not going to. Well, it'll go on your record, so... you'll have to pay it when you transfer the registration the next time. Really? So I'll never buy another car. Or I'll never use this license plate on another car. This is the kind of stuff. So when you look at the... I'm looking specifically at a situation in Florida. The changes that are coming as a result of some of the court cases... Florida District Court of Appeals judge said it's illegal for camera operators to issue citations to drivers. In other words, the machine can't do it. Some human being has to do it. In Florida, only law enforcement officers and traffic enforcement officers, human beings, have the authority to issue citations for traffic infractions, which means only law enforcement officers and traffic enforcement officers are entitled to determine who gets prosecuted for a red light violation, not a camera, not a machine, not a computer. Hooray! The program works like this. Cameras installed at traffic signals snap photos of your car and are examined by the camera's owner, not law enforcement, right? This is a company that's hired by the city, by the municipality, by the state, some cases, to determine whether a violation occurs. The camera owner looks at this. A citation sent to this particular alleged violator was what caught, obviously this guy didn't want to pay it, and found the loophole. According to the way it works, the driver has 60 days to appeal the ticket before it's converted into a fine. This is just like pretty much any other citation issued by law enforcement officers. The private company is the one who sends the citation in the name of the city. That's the lawyer, Victor Urey, who represented the person who didn't want to pay the ticket. Now it has to be the city that does it. Case brought to court by Eric Arum, who received a subpoena issued directly by the American Traffic Solutions Company, hired by the city of Hollywood in Broward County near Miami. If you know where that is, you know where Miami is. So this is just north of there, to administer this red light camera program, which is a farce to begin with. Never mind any of these things. There are all kinds of other reasons to think that this is a despicable way of just grabbing money. Initially, the court ruled against the driver, but the decision was reversed on appeal. So what does this mean? The ruling has implications all across the state of Florida and all across the country. American Traffic Solutions provides similar services to 63 communities, not only in Florida, but all around the country. So how about this as food for thought? Could this new ruling cancel previous fines? Let's hope it does. Outrageous grabbing just to get your money. It doesn't, and people have no respect for it. I saw a guy once in a tractor trailer run over a red light. And you can see he was sort of doing it on purpose. He went around a corner that was tight, and he made sure that his tractor trailer got, you know, rubbed up to the, he could obviously see the camera. You can see them if you look at the, they're usually powered by solar. And, I mean, you can see them if you're looking for them. So his tractor trailer just conveniently knocked down the pole that had the red light camera on it. And I laugh about it because I have no respect for this kind of authority. It's abuse of authority, and it's time people stood up. I'm glad this guy did this. And maybe the fact that it has the ramifications it does in terms of all of the cities across the country that are doing this, I hope other people are challenging this. Cities do not have the authority to use red light cameras to ticket motorists. And this is from the Florida Supreme Court. All right. So another example from my perch. The tickets, by the way, are between $150 and $300. That's another outrage. So this is another example of overreach by the authorities. And I find it interesting as we think about the militarization of American police forces that all these things are sort of colliding together. We're getting this information together. Speaking of information about militarization of police, Elizabeth Beavers checks in with us next on just that very item.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
This report is brought to you by the After School Alliance. Over the last 10 years, participation in after school programs has jumped from 6.5 to 10 million children. But still, there aren't nearly enough after school programs to meet the need. For every child currently enrolled in a program, there are two more whose parents would like them to be. That's according to America After 3 p.m., a new survey from the After School Alliance that looks at how students spend their after school hours. After School Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant.
Today, more than 11 million students are unsupervised in the afternoons. These students are missing out on the many benefits of after-school programs, including hands-on learning, science and technology, homework help, and opportunities to participate in sports and physical activity. After-school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and help working families.
The new survey found that 9 in 10 parents say they are satisfied with their children's after-school programs. For more information, visit afterschoolalliance.org.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive. Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program, welcoming Elizabeth Beavers with us, who is the Legislative Associate on Militarism and Civil Liberties for the Friends Committee on National Legislation. This group, by the way, is right where I am when it comes to demilitarizing U.S. police forces. The reason that she's here is because we saw an article that she wrote in the New York Times, and it reads in part, quote, Ferguson's police force got equipped this way thanks to the Pentagon, and it's happening all over the country. To date, the Pentagon has donated military equipment worth more than $4 billion to local law enforcement agencies, and the giving goes on. Police forces in 50 states all around our country are getting this stuff. And this, I mean, when you consider the police in Ferguson, this little town, have got an MRAP. The MRAP was the vehicle that was used in Iraq and was developed basically to keep soldiers from dying, because on the Humvees, when they hit a landmine, it would blow up the vehicle. The MRAP kept them from doing that. I was on a big campaign, Elizabeth, during the time this was going on, to build more of these, but the budget was cut because they were too expensive. And I said on the air at the time, American lives are that cheap, we can't build these things. But that was an appropriate use if you think that being in Iraq was appropriate, which we can argue about till the cows come home. Right now, though, more specifically, the use of these military pieces of equipment in these small police departments, what can we do to stop this?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me on this morning. Yeah, like you mentioned, there was a time when there actually had to be a fight to have enough money to build these sorts of things. But actually now what we're learning, and this is the Department of Defense's own numbers, which is that 36% of all the weapons and equipment that are transferred for free from the Department of Defense to local police, 36% of brand new, never been used before.
Right.
That's how much extra they have, but they're able to transfer that much.
Well, in fact, what they're doing is there's almost, as you know, with the federal government, excuse me, feds have let's say there's a $700 billion budget for the Defense Department. If you don't spend all that money, you're not going to get any more the next year. So they come up with these cockamamie schemes. You won't buy this stuff. Oh, we didn't need it really, so we'll give it away. Now, this is a big scam.
Sure. I mean, and that's exactly what you point out, is that there's a larger issue that has to be addressed, which is the federal budget and the percentage of defense spending and the way that's being spent. But, you know, make sure your listeners are familiar with it. The reason this militarization is happening, at least one of the main root causes, is that for the last few years, there's a program that's been put in place called the 1033 program. And that's run by the Department of Defense. It's where more than $5 billion worth of weapons and equipment goes straight from the military. Anything that they have that's surplus is available to local law enforcement for free. And more than $5 billion worth has been transferred for free through the 1033 program. So these are things like you mentioned, like MRAPs, grenades, grenade launchers, automatic weapons, specifically designed for war.
The school police force in Los Angeles has a grenade launcher. Why does school police force in Los Angeles need a grenade launcher that you and I paid
for? That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Right? People are asking that question. The requirement through the program is that the recipient has to be an agency whose primary purpose is law enforcement. Mm-hmm. It's a broad definition, and it applies to a lot of campus police. There's, that I know of right now, one university, Ohio State, that has an MRAP for campus policing, which, especially given some of the tensions that have happened historically on campuses between students and police, it's really frightening to think of police having military gear to deal with some of those situations.
Well, it's over the top stuff, and so the national psychosis whipped up by news media coverage of some of these stories, this is something that people are afraid because they're artificially afraid. Oh, we got to have all these weapons to protect ourselves. From whom and from what? You're creating the situation. Go ahead, Susan.
Right, that's exactly it. And what we're saying here is not that, it's not that police are bad. We're very strong supporters of law enforcement. It's not anything like that. It's just that the military and police are totally separate institutions. And they have totally different purposes, and they shouldn't be armed in the same way. Because as you mentioned, who are you arming yourself from?
Yeah,
it can't be anyone other than the community that they're there to protect and serve.
Right. Yep. Thank you, Elizabeth, for that update. Elizabeth Beavers is with the Friends, the group is called Friends Committee on National Legislation.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Shelley Palmer, Digital Living. HBO recently announced that it will offer its service in web-only format, meaning anyone can subscribe to HBO. For years, HBO and its parent company, Time Warner, have been content to offer HBO exclusively as part of pay TV packages. But with Netflix and its 50 million subscribers set to generate more revenue than HBO this year, the time has come to change things up. The day after HBO made its announcement, CBS launched a similar subscription package called All Access, giving anyone the ability to view a a live stream from their local CBS affiliates for $5.99 per month. ESPN also announced plans to offer select NBA games to digital subscribers sometime in the next few years. While cord cutters can rejoice, there are still big questions about HBO's new subscription plan. How much will it cost? When will it launch? Will it be the same as HBO on TV? We'll find out the answers to all of these questions soon enough. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Doug Stevens' Good Day with Doug.
Four too many holidays. Four, maybe five good holidays a year, that's it.
Rich McFadden.
It's only one real holiday every year.
New Year's, 4th of July.
St. Patrick's Day.
No, I feel sorry for you people that don't drink. When you wake up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel all day.
Doug Stevens' Good Day. Please, whatever you do, don't imagine them together in a jacuzzi, okay? Okay, I tried to warn you.
All right. When's the last time you went to the movies, Richie?
Last week.
And you saw?
The Denzel...
Equalizer.
The Equalizer.
Very, very violent.
Good movie, but wow.
Yeah.
Super violent.
All right, Kenny, when's the last time you went to the movies?
It was probably over the summer, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really? And that's the one you think I should go see?
Absolutely.
Do you like me, stay away from movies like The Equalizer?
If it's too violent. I mean, Jack Bauer is comic book violence on TV. But
yeah.
I quote my wife at the end of The Equalizer. Wow.
Mm. Well, when we went to see that Liam Neeson movie, it was out about a month ago, and we actually walked out because it was horrible. The violence, even though we all like Liam Neeson as a leading man, in this circumstance, it was not a...
The Equalizer.
A role, you wonder why he decided to do this.
It's a really good flick. I mean, it's a good movie, but yeah, I mean, it's just... It's rough.
All right, some of the movies you may remember historically opening on this date in 2000, Get Carter with Sylvester Stallone, Michael Caine, Mickey Rourke. Remember that?
Yeah.
What did you remember most about it?
I thought it was okay, you know.
Wasn't this a cop or a former cop that was a PI in a cemetery up in, I want to say, Seattle or Portland or something. Meet the Parents came out. Robert De Niro, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner. Debuting on this day. Get Carter did $15 million at the box office. Meet the Parents did $166
million. Wow.
What an interesting...
That's a lot of money.
Let's see here. What else? The Legend of the Drunken Master. I think Kevin Spacey was in that. Helen Hunt.
Don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Remember Pay It Forward? Weren't they in that together?
Yeah, great movie.
Too? Yeah, that was a good movie. Movies debut on this day in 1998, Beloved with Oprah Winfrey, Danny Glover, and how many remember that one? I don't remember that one either much. All right, so anyway, it's become a cliche. Do you remember this movie? That's why I like to ask that question. Do you remember this movie? Who doesn't? They still play this too, right?
Well, absolutely.
Last night I was having trouble falling asleep, and I had the movie channel on.
Hello, Adrian!
And first movie. I fell asleep after watching because it sent me that way. But I was remembering how bad some of these movies are. That even, you know, I'm talking about when we compare the technical stuff to the old stuff. Wow.
Sylvester Stallone still cracks me up.
59 after, good day.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.